Having a good understanding of your surroundings, if you're blind or partially sighted, is quite obviously important, be that the street environment when walking along a pavement or inside a building, particularly somewhere that's unfamiliar to you. Well, there are some clever obstacle detectors out there, some body-worn, some handheld, that can sense an obstacle ahead. If it's handheld and pointed around the user in different directions, they can then get a sense of where there's a clear path ahead. Of course, it's important to look at obstacles at all heights, not just at waist height, for example. And this type of bat-like ultrasonic detection has also been built into a long cane, the ultracane. But as mentioned, there are also handheld devices, like the Ray, as in the name Ray, a pen-shaped detector with just a few buttons on it that emits acoustic and or tactile signals. To find out more about this particular detector, we spoke to Steve Nutt from Computer Room Services, which sells Ray. Steve is vision impaired himself, so he'll usually test out new devices before he sells them. These standalone detectors are, of course, not primary mobility aids, and therefore they can never take the place of a long cane or a guide dog. So we first asked Steve in what situations he himself uses Ray.
I tend to use it for when I'm in hotel rooms and I want to find jutting out walls, bathroom doors, things like that. You don't want to walk around a hotel room with your cane in your hand all the time, you know, when you're exploring a new environment. And because Ray fits in your pocket, it's that small, you can just carry it around with you in your pocket. And when I'm at exhibitions, to not put a finer point on it, when I go to the loo, I need to find the walls, I need to find where the walls are and things like that. And Ray is great there because, again, you don't have to unfold a long cane, find out where you are, fold it up again and things like that. And I've discovered that with Ray, once you get good at it, you can literally walk through the door without touching the door, you know, as if you can see it, because the vibration is so fine, you know, you can actually get used to the vibration.
So you kind of use it, if you like, for a bit of fine-tuning once you've got into a room within a particular space. And are you saying it can therefore be used to a reasonable degree of accuracy?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. And also because of its light probe, let's not forget its light probe as well, you can find a door or a window if there's light coming from that window, if there's natural light, because it tells you whether it's natural or artificial light as well, the light probe does. So you can actually find a door or a window if you're in a big room and you're not sure where it is.
And of course, different obstacles occur at different heights, and being portable, does that therefore make it easier to point towards things at different heights and get a kind of topography, if you like, of your surrounding area?
Indeed. I mean, if I walk up to you and do a sweep with Ray, I can find out how tall you are, for example, and things like that. So you can find out how large an object is, whether it be a person or a wall or anything like that, you know.
Now, I guess we ought to really describe it. You've already said it's portable, handheld. What about its dimensions and how you use it?
Well, it's 5 inches long, approximately, and it weighs about 60 grams. And I would describe it a bit like a torch, if you like. So it's a 5-inch long product, which has two sensors coming out of one end. And it has two buttons on it. That's all it has. There's nothing else, just two simple buttons. To turn it on, you hold down the two buttons together for a couple of seconds, and it comes on, and it just vibrates in your hand. And if there's nothing in front of it, if there's no objects, it pulses, very small pulse vibration. And as you move closer to an object, the vibration intensifies. The bottom button lets you switch it between beep and vibrate mode, and then the top button lets you switch between short and long range. So if you're in a busy town centre and you've got people close together, you might want to shorten the range that it vibrates. So I think it goes between 2 and 10 metres or something like that. But if you're in an open area, you can lengthen the range or that kind of thing. And then you just hold the bottom button down for the light probe. So you keep it held down and sweep around and it beeps or vibrates depending on what setting you've got it on, depending on the intensity of the light.
I guess having just a few buttons is a plus, certainly from one point of view, because it isn't cluttered, it's easy to find in tactile terms. But getting used to the combinations of using those two buttons, how quickly did you get comfortable with it?
20 minutes, to be perfectly honest, because it's only got two buttons on it. The instructions are quite simple, and the two buttons just do two or three different functions. So there's not really a great deal to remember. I think the harder part is to get used to refining the feel of the vibration, if that makes sense, you know, so that you know how close or far away you are from an object.
And you talked about the vibration there, but you also mentioned a beep a little earlier on. Is that an audible beep?
Yes, you can switch Ray between vibrate mode and beep mode. And when you switch it between beeps, the beeps kind of get more intense and faster as you move closer to an object. I find the vibration more useful because, you know, if you're walking indoors, you sound a bit like R2-D2 if you've got the beeps going. But some people prefer the beeps. And the beeps also are useful for the light probe, the more so than the vibrate, because with beeps on the light probe, you can find out whether it's artificial light or natural light by the difference in the tone. The tone is a pure tone if it's pure light. And for artificial light, it's a kind of growl, sort of rather than a pure tone.
Finally, can I just come back to the use of it on a daily basis, but possibly in different environments? We've made the point that this is a secondary mobility aid. It must never take the place of a guide dog or a long cane.
Yeah.
How practical do you find it to kind of use the two together? So sweeping perhaps with the long cane, but also having Ray in your hand, or is that really just not a practical or indeed a safe thing to do?
If you did use it both together, you would need both hands, if you see what I mean, because you have the cane in the one hand, you'd need to put Ray in the other hand.
Sure.
So yeah, you could do it. Certainly, you know, if you're happy, if you've got nothing in your hands, you could do a sweep of Ray to find out, you know, what's around you and things like that. But generally, I tend to use Ray or the cane. For example, I don't use Ray in my house because I know where everything is in my house. But I always use Ray when I go out. Always have it with me. It's one of the first things that always gets put in my bag.
And the cost of the Ray Obstacle Detecting Mobility Aid with Light Detector is £175, as sold by Computer Room Services, who can be phoned for further details and information on 01438 742286 or emailed at steve, at comproom.com. Spelt comproom.co.uk. Incidentally, that's the ex-VAT price if the device is bought by a blind or partially sighted person, and postage is free of charge. The device is supplied with a lanyard, 2 1.5-volt AAA batteries, and a printed manual, and Computer Room Services will help with any after-sales technical inquiries.